Senator Szymanski, Senator Fates. We have before us the ask for House Bill number 34, Finance. Are there any questions?
Madam Chairman, I would move you now that we've passed House Bill 34 from committee with individual recommendations.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, House Bill 34 will pass from committee with individual recommendations. Is there any other business coming for Judiciary? Judiciary Committee is adjourned. Thank you. Just for the record, go over the bill. We'll come to order, please. Let the record show those who are in attendance are Senator Pierce, Senator Rohde, myself, Senator Fakes. We have before us House Bill number 2, which is an act relating to ignition interlock devices. Representative Grunberg wanted to be here himself. There is a call on the House, so he sent his able staffer here to do the bill with us. And let the record show Senator Szymanski is joining the committee. Please proceed, sir.
Madam Chair, for the record, my name is Mark Hanley, legislative assistant for Representative Grunberg. As you may know, House Bill 2 allows a judge in any alcohol-related offense to add as an additional condition of probation that the defendant install at their own cost a mini breathalyzer device in their car and not drive without that device, and also the machine itself will prevent the person from being able to start the car without being able to blow clean or have a blood alcohol level below the legal limit. And it has been used in various other states. So far, the data isn't very hard because it's a fairly new device, but the initial data seems to say that it reduces recidivism from the average about 15% down to about 4% in first-time DWI offenders.
Yeah, it's absolutely a takeoff on Skinner's pigeon pecking routine. It's behavior modification, exactly. I think it's terrific. Are there any questions?
Yeah.
Senator Szymanski.
Thank you. Is there anything, and I haven't, I'll be honest with you, I haven't had a chance to, I've read over the material, Max sat down in the office briefly, and I started going through it, and it sort of made me think that I get sidetracked. Is there anything in it that allows DWI people who are currently, who have lost their license for an extended period of time to come back in and go underneath these provisions, or get underneath it, or get into it?
No, under the bill, they're still required to meet all the minimum mandatories as far as jail time and license suspension. Our feeling was that since this is a fairly new device and a new product, before we start allowing people to reduce the minimum license suspension provisions, we want to make sure we have some data that shows that it's really effective in keeping these drivers off the road.
Someone could come in, particularly after we have some experience, and request a modification of sentence. That's always possible under our system. So it would, in fact, even without any experience, whenever these are available, someone could come in and perhaps on a selected basis, if there's enough evidence there that this would be beneficial for that person, could petition the court for it, and the court might grant it.
That is correct. It doesn't affect the minimum mandatory terms that we have at this time. So,
Mr. Hanley is doing a very good job.
Oh, fine. We're on the floor. Do you
That's
need
fine.
Me?
That's fine. No, sir. He's doing just
I appreciate
fine.
Your scheduling, and thank you all for coming.
I guess what I was more, and I appreciate what Sir Rohde said there, but is there anything in our current statutes that we could allow the court, that we could modify in the courts in statute related to these that would send a message to the judges to allow them to be able to do that? My understanding, I thought now, is that then mandatorily remove them, let's say, lifetime. I don't know. I mean, they can take them away for life, right? Or is it mandatory they get taken away after 4 offenses or 3 offenses, whatever it is, you're the attorney, but how many is it?
Yes,
they get taken away for mandatory, like 5 years or something like that. I don't know.
I believe it's 10 years after the fourth conviction.
Okay, but now that is not adjustable by the judge.
No, but the original, where these have been found to be, if I may, Madam Chair, where these have been found to be most effective is with your initial DWI first offenders, people that may not be real alcoholics or may not realize that they have a drinking problem, and they're actually going to learn, and the feedback from the people that have used these is that they actually learn that they're over the limit when they hadn't thought they were. And in those cases, the minimum mandatory license revocation initially is 30 days, but the court can maintain jurisdiction over that individual for up to 5 years under our present law. So the court could, after the 30-day license revocation, they could come back and say, okay, but for the next 2 years or next 3 years.
Well, let's take the guy that's sitting there on 5 years, right?
Uh-huh.
3 years into the 5 years, he is a confirmed AAA, Alcoholics Anonymous person. He's shown by almost impeccable evidence that he can be reformed. Would it be possible then for the individual to appeal to the court? Now, my understanding is that now he can't. He's still locked into 5 years.
We're not talking about mandatory sentences, so if the sentence is within the court, and say he's given 5 years supervision, whatever kind of supervision that might be, he can now go back and request the court to modify it, which may or may not be successful. The courts are probably hesitant to do that. They might be a little more agreeable if the person fits into the parameters that they feel are appropriate.
And that's what I was thinking. This would be a perfect vehicle for, if you're going to have this type of an instrument available to modify those particular sections of the statute that deal with that type of a penalty, which would then allow the court, you know, and it'd be a specific appeal. If you were the attorney dealing for an individual that's in that position, you would, under AS da-da-da-da-da, to the court, request that your client be afforded the opportunity to have an interlock device installed and da-da-da-da-da. Now, I guess what I was looking for is there a way that we can put that type of permissive language in the provision of statute to do that? And it seems to me that it would be in our best interest to do that. See what I'm saying? You agree?
Yeah, I understand. And in fact, we've heard testimony that that a lot of people feel that the present minimum mandatory suspensions are too harsh in many cases, especially the 10-year provision for someone that actually is reformed. It really provides a disincentive for them to be able to work and rehabilitate themselves. Our feeling was at this time it's probably too early to look at this device as a potential substitute for mandatory license suspension, that there just isn't enough hard data to feel that we can trust that this device will keep people whose license otherwise would be suspended from driving and injuring other people. And that's what we're concerned with, is that by giving these people a license, they might somehow be able to circumvent this device and get back on the road and injure them at this time. And that's,
well, if they get that much desire, they're going to go on the road anyway.
Mr. Hanley, are you proposing we adopt the House letter of intent also that was passed?
Yes. Madam Chair, in your package, there should be a House letter of intent that was accompanied with a bill also last year that basically it says that it states it's the legislature's intent that these things not be installed in areas where they would maybe not function. Present documents show that they have been tested down to 20 degrees below Fahrenheit, and that certainly isn't satisfactory for areas like Fairbanks and even in some cases areas like areas of the bush. As a practical matter, it would probably only be able to attract these types of businesses into a large population center like Anchorage initially, and they have been using these devices successfully in Minnesota, which, as you know, has temperatures similar to Anchorage.
Are there any other questions?
Madam Chair, no. I would move that we pass the House Bill 2 from committee and move your recommendations.
What about the fiscal note, sir? I mean, the
letter of intent.
Is there any objections? Without objections, the letter of intent with CS for House Bill Number 2, Judiciary, will pass for committee with individual recommendations.
Thank you.
Judiciary is adjourned.
Raspberry jam on my glass.